Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Oh, hell yeah. Here we go. Back at it again on a Monday morning. K-Rock, it's Klein Alley Show. How goes it? Squaw!
What? Whoa! Why are we starting with a squaw?
It was fun.
Fun thing to do.
Are you doing that to mock me?
Squaw!
I just like to fire Jake up in the morning. That's really more than anything.
He's the only person drinking Red Bull. He doesn't need to be fired up.
He's fired up. How goes it? Welcome to another fun-filled morning together. I'm Klein. There's Allie.
Hello.
She's all bummed out now because of the Niners in what was probably the worst football game I've ever watched.
Yeah, squad.
Well, you know what? It wasn't a fair game, so it was just pointless to watch.
It wasn't a fair game.
We had no quarterback for half of the game.
That's part of the game.
Professional teams.
There were a lot of things that we don't need to get into all this, but basically we had a completely unfair advantage because no one would be able to see what the game was actually like.
Yeah, so
because
your team a bunch to start of punching our, things and buddy slamming people.
Well, that was after the fight started, and you have to defend yourself somehow, and you got to body slam.
Allie was trying to start the argument that the Eagles should have loaned a quarterback to the Niners to finish the game.
That'd be fair.
And I said that is not how it works. Yeah, injuries are all part of it, and that sucks. Your pretty boy couldn't handle it.
No, it's not that he couldn't handle it. It's that that one guy on the defense was purposely hitting. He hit both of the quarterbacks in the elbow like that on purpose.
Him in the elbow.
Guy's a
slayer. Him in the hand.
Yeah.
No. It's that typical sports movie Clean. Where the bad team is like, we're going to try and injure our star player.
He was going for the ball.
Yeah, it was clean. Everyone was clean.
Did the same crap later on and injured the other quarterback.
Well, I'll say this.
They're a-hole cheaters.
Already Eagles favored in the Super Bowl. It's kind of interesting to look at this, you know, because everyone is, you know, Omar's a big fan of Sideshow Bob, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. Also look like he's wobbling around right now, being held together by shots of cortisone and duct tape. But regardless, in case you care, Super Bowl coming up 2 weeks. We got to wait for that, but it's going to be Eagles favored by 1.5 as of right now. That will all change depending on where the bets fall. But your favorites, not the Chiefs. It is the Philadelphia Eagles. And I, listen, you know me, I've lost a lot of money gambling. The Super Bowl will be, I think the Chiefs are going to win. I think the Eagles are going to win by a lot. That's what I
know. Are you trying to say both so that
both,
we can't hold
both.
You accountable?
That's right.
I think it'll be a tie.
Jake, come after me now. Both. So anyway, a lot of exciting stuff going on. Allie will break down what she believes she put together. It's all the gayest highlights of the season, right?
Yes, it's a best of. It's a highlights.
Right, and nothing's gayer than a best of. So we'll get to that coming up later this morning. Also get into a round of Do You Know the Band on Your Shirt with this band you're listening to right now. A Chili Peppers edition of that. And we'll give away a trip to Amsterdam. It's all coming up this morning on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show on a Monday morning. I believe today is the day. It is. I just want to make sure I did not misspeak. We will be giving away a trip to Amsterdam. If you are qualified, if your name is on that standby boarding list to see Coldplay in Amsterdam, hopefully your phone is charged up and ready to receive our phone call. It will happen at some point this morning. And we will give you the good news that you're off to Amsterdam. And then tomorrow, we get to announce, I believe, stop number 3, K-Rock World Tour 2023. So if your plan involves some international travel this year to see the bands you listen to on the station, keep listening and be ready to call and win. That is upcoming on the show today. Other things as well, including all of your messages that have been waiting for us this weekend on the Goat Line.
Hey, guys, sweet Divots. I'm eating a Pop-Tart, so I might sound a little happy, but I'm actually really mad. Okay. Anyway, sweet Divots, guys.
Thank you for the call. Oh. Very important. I don't know how you can be mad eating a Pop-Tart. That seems like an impossibility.
No, you're always having a good day when you're eating a Pop-Tart, no matter what time of day it is.
I have to tell you, I know we'll get into Allie through a very successful, what I believe, first birthday party for her kid over the weekend. I was in attendance, and we're not going to talk about the party at all right now, but as you've probably noticed, this is the time of the year where all of the Girl Scouts come out of hiding and start their swarm all over Southern California, and they are getting more aggressive by the year.
Well, it's getting more and more
unsolicited emails too. By
the way,
where the hell am I on a Girl Scouts email
list? Omar,
dark web, baby. They bought it on the dark web.
Jesus,
Omar, it's crazy you say that because I got for the first time ever something taped to the front door of my house.
Oh yeah,
that said
it's like your dog's leg.
It would
if you want to see the rest of your dog ever again.
Get some Thin Mints.
Buy Razzle Dazzles
It said, "Hey, I'm your neighborhood cookie dealer," or whatever they say. Here's the number. Like it, almost like they know I'm going to come home and be starving and be like, "I can get you cookies within 5 minutes." You know, like,
yeah.
But they're. Listen to this aggressiveness, because this is one of the things that I don't know if Allie's upset about this. I was trying to get Allie upset, but it was her birthday, and she seemed like she was her kid's birthday, and she was in a good mood. So it's the time of the party where they're doing the cake singing. Everyone's gathered around. They got the kid all propped up in the wheelchair. I mean, high chair. Like Weekend at Bernie's, you know? And they're all excited to give him a smash cake.
Such an anticlimactic moment, too, by the way.
Yeah. Well, also, it's just... I don't want to talk about this now, but Allie's kid had a giant turd in his diaper, like a real stinky turd in there, and had to be changed. And Allie's like, "Well, let's do the cake first. I don't want,"
it was going to take like 10 minutes to go get the diaper bag and go over to the car. And I was like, "Let's just do it, and we'll do it right after." Everyone was already gathered around.
Right, I appreciate.
So the story you're going to tell when the kid's older is when you blew out your first candle and had your first cake.
Yeah.
You had poo in your pants.
Yeah.
See these pictures of you?
Yeah.
Guess what, buddy?
And Allie's going.
He didn't care.
Allie's like, "I don't think he likes cake." I'm like, "That's not what he doesn't like right now." He's got his own smash cake going on downstairs. But as everyone's gathered around and this nice little moment's happening, that's a big deal. You're a kid. You made it a year. It's like keeping a Trader Joe's orchid alive for a couple of weeks. You feel proud about yourself, you know?
Yeah.
This Girl Scout comes over. Uninvited Girl Scout, by the way, comes over and starts kind
of... with her little wagon.
With a wagon full of cookies. Like she's tailgating. And she wheels it over, and she just kind of, she looks over, she's like, "Oh, there's a gazebo full of people that like cake. Mm-hmm. I will go," and she just kind of.
And she was there with her peddling mom, too.
Or some kind of
supervisor.
Like an uninvited, but a very, I mean, I'm telling you, you talk about aggressiveness. I mean, really, like, kind of got up in there. I mean, it was like, almost like interrupted the happy birthday song to start selling some cookies. And I'll tell you what, you would have thought all the people that were there for the birthday party would have said, "Hey, come on, back off. We're singing happy birthday to this kid." About 4 or 5 of them peeled off and bought cookies.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. People came up to me and they were like, "Did you know that there's a Girl Scout selling Girl Scout? Is she supposed to be here?" And I was like,
wild.
"What are you talking about?"
It's getting a whole new level of aggression this year.
I should have done that body slam that Trent Williams
should have done it. Would have been good. We got a good show planned for you today. We're going to give you lots of stuff, including that trip to Amsterdam. It's all coming up. We'll come back in a moment with $100 of Allie's money. If you're into that and you'd like to start your week with a sweet payday, see if she's been paying attention to what's been going on in the world. Allie knows the news. First round after this quick break. It's always a fun way to start the week when we get to pay you $100. It's even better because the company loves it because Allie has to pay the money out of her own pocket. And she hates losing. Allie knows the news. Now's a great chance for you to play along. If you're listening and you say, "I am smarter than these people," well, you'll always have a shot to battle Allie around this time every single morning for $100 of her money. And now that you've lost the lie detector test, there's been so many great new songs coming in to celebrate you. Here's just some of the stuff that we can look forward to in this exciting edition of Allie Knows the News.
She's a lesbian, vagina she choose. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
That's the professional one done by Omar. Here's the amateur one.
she doesn't wash her hands after number one or two. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
I do. I wash my hands after
Forehead.
Great. Thanks. Are we just pointing out my body parts that are subpar?
All right.
I wash my hands after going number two.
Sometimes.
Not when you said you leave to go home right after.
If I'm getting right in my car and going straight home, I don't always do it because I didn't poo on myself. No,
don't shake Allie's hand in the parking lot on the way out. That's what we learned. Hey, Chris, you're on K-Rock. Five questions stand between you and a payday. You ready to win?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Love that confidence. Allie's going to leave the studio
right now. I hurt my elbow. I can't participate.
Oh, God damn it. You can participate. Get out of here. She's leaving the studio. Five questions as soon as she's sequestered. Answer them as quickly as you can. I hope we pay you $100 of her money. Your round of Allie Knows the News starts right now.
Allie Knows the News.
LeBron James is close to breaking this record that has been in place since April 5th of 1984. What record is LeBron James about to break?
The most points in a game, or like in his career.
Okay.
Like in
I got it. The Super Bowl is set. What state is the Super Bowl taking place in?
Kansas City.
Another week. Another number one at the box office for this movie. Which movie remains number one at the box office?
Avatar.
Say that again, but slower.
Avatar.
Nailed it.
Avatar.
Moving on. For the first time ever, brothers will face each other in a Super Bowl. What is their last name?
Peter.
Did you say Peters?
No, could you repeat it? Because it cut off.
For the first time ever, brothers will face each other in a Super Bowl. What are their last names?
Pass.
And finally, a year after being deported, this tennis star won the Australian Open.
It's so hard today. I
have
no idea.
All right. All right. It's a pass right there. Hold on. You got some right. You still have a chance. It's Monday. Keep in mind. You never know what you can get from Allie on a Monday. She can get them all. She can get none of them. She's very busy this weekend. She's a lot of family in town. She's doing birthday party stuff. She may get nothing right. Don't count yourself out just yet. If you're listening along and you say, I got all four of these. I got five of these right. Tomorrow around this time, you'll have a shout to battle Allie. Here we go, Allie. Okay. Question number one. LeBron James is close to breaking this record that has been in place since April 5th of
1984.
Most hoops. I don't even know how to score that.
He makes most shots. Most points.
I don't know.
Most nets.
Most points in NBA history. I'm going to give Chris the point on that one.
I get the point, too. I said points.
You said nets, hoops, rims. You said a lot of things.
That's all what I was pointing to is points.
Tied 1-1 after
that's
one.
What you get when you hit the holes.
I don't want to fight you today. Okay. I'll give you the point.
Thank you.
Quote a question, too. Super Bowl's all set. Name what state it's happening in.
Arizona.
He said Kansas City. Allie said Arizona. Correct answer is Arizona. Glendale, Arizona is where the Super Bowl is happening. We go to question number three right now. And he's just hung up on himself, by the way.
Did?
So I think he's already given up. He knows it didn't go well for him. Question three, as Allie goes up by one. Another week, another number one at the box office for this film. Which movie remains number one at the box office?
I guess it's Avatar. Yeah, I don't think any new movies came out.
Said as well. So Allie goes up 2-1 on this dude with two questions left. For the first time ever, brothers will face each other in the Super Bowl. What is their last name?
I'm going to say Bosa, but I know that's not right.
Kelsey Boys.
Oh, that's right.
And final question. A year after being deported, this tennis star has won the Australian Open.
Oh, yikes. Is it Djokovic?
Let's try it again.
Djokovic.
One more time?
Djokovic.
Are you drunk still?
Hardebook.
Yeah.
Okay. Hardebook.
She got it. Hardebook. Well, congratulations. Shockingly, somehow, that is the sound of someone who just won Allie Knows the News. Quick break. We're back in a moment. Maybe the most important awards to be released all year, the Trady Awards. Trader Joe's has decided that they know what people like the most, and they've it's really interesting. They've broken them down by category. A lot of controversy here. We'll get to that and more after this. It's K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Going to give away that trip to Amsterdam at some point this morning, and then tomorrow, right around this time, we'll tell you where you'll be going to next. But first,
grab your writer roll. It's time for ADD News. Just news it.
So let's move away from the egg shortage and talk about the butter shortage that continues to rattle America.
I was at a store yesterday, Al, and I started saying, should I start hoarding this butter because you freaked me out? I saw tons of butter. I didn't see any. I still saw kind of not so many eggs, but I saw a lot of butter.
Well, I don't know if it's just the beginning stages, but they, I guess there was, there has been a shortage, and they ran out of butter at one Starbucks, and now this woman who worked there has gone viral because she made her own butter at Starbucks.
This is how you're saying there's a butter, one Starbucks location
so
ran out of butter,
man.
And now it's a butter shortage?
I'm saying that there have been...
Where was the Starbucks, out of curiosity? Sri Lanka? Like, was it even in this country? Or where are we calling this shortage of butter?
You don't need to worry about where the Starbucks is.
It's very important.
This is just one story that is being shared because...
I just bought butter a couple days ago, no problem.
Yesterday
guys,
I saw...
There is
who gets butter at Starbucks?
There are butter. There's butter included in some of the items.
So one person said, hey, can I get some butter for my muffin? And they're like, we're out of it.
They said, we're out.
Shortage!
So this girl made her own butter in the back of the Starbucks, and now this has gone viral, the video of her having to make her own butter because they didn't have butter.
Wait, don't you have to churn butter for, like, hours to make butter?
No, so that's what's interesting is that you watch this video, and it's actually super easy to make butter. All she did was put some, she put like two ingredients in a bottle and she shook it a lot and then it started curdling and then she like smashed out the water and it made a butter thing. It was like a cube of butter.
You know, it would have been quicker
and
if she
put
just
it
walked
in her
to any store within 5 feet of that Starbucks and bought butter.
I think for the point of the story is that it's easy to make your own butter if it comes to that.
So for those of you that were freaking out about the butter shortage at the one Starbucks.
We can all make our own butter.
We will rebuild.
Well, how's your cat butter coming along? Weren't you going to make some cat butter?
They weren't into it. But okay. I'm going to work on myself next. all right. There are many companies that are doing things to be more environmentally friendly. Straws have been on the chopping block for a lot of places for quite some time. The next place to get rid of them is McDonald's.
No, they got the best straws.
They do have the best straws.
McDonald's
right,
has the best good construction.
They're a little wider than most straws.
You get a little bit more soda.
They're thin but sturdy.
Man.
They're perfect.
That's a real loss.
They're testing out a new cup that they say eliminates the need for a straw.
No,
and basically,
not. No, it doesn't. It's a sippy cup.
They've gone sippy cup and they've gone the worst kind of sippy cup, which is that little flap that you have to open and then you have to like secure it into that stupid divot behind it. And then it never stays in that divot and then it's constantly...
Sweet divot.
No, that is not a sweet divot. You're right,
Jake. Guys, we got to think about our environment. Come on.
Omar, you don't care about our environment. You build your house out of straws.
That's right.
It's like one of the terrible Three Little Pigs.
What's worse, though? No straw at all or that paper straw that dissolves four sips into your drink?
I don't know. It's such a tough call, Klein, because I would rather have a straw. I don't like the way the soda feels on my teeth and the ice goes all up on my teeth.
My wife bought these metal straws. Have you sipped out of those?
No,
those suck, dude.
Because it absorbs the temperature so it's freezing cold on your mouth.
Terrible. Just the moment that the person pulls their own straw out of their pocket, I've lost all respect for that person. Don't worry, guys. I got this taken care.
You respect the environment, but I don't respect you.
Yeah. It's weird. If someone had their own cocaine straw, like Jake said, it was like, hey, man, respect. That guy's got his stuff together. But when someone pulls his own straw for drinking, you're like, what a loser.
You're like, it's a dollar bill, all right? I'm going to reuse it later.
Get it together, man. We have to take a quick break. That's the bad news. The good news is as soon as we get back, we kick off another hour of the show, and we got stuff for you, including that trip to Amsterdam. It's coming up very soon right here, K-Rock. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, welcome to the week. Welcome to K-Rock Klein Alley Show. Another hour starts right now, just after 7 o'clock. We got lots for you today. Going to give away that trip to Amsterdam for someone who's on that standby boarding list. Tomorrow at this exact time, we will let you know where destination number 3 is and hopefully get your name on that standby boarding list as K-Rock World Tour 2023 continues to roll on. Of course, people reaching out to us for a variety of reasons. If you need us, we're here live, interactive, local, 800-520-1067. You can call, you can text. Going to kick off a brand new week and a brand new round of Don't Be a Dick nominees of anyone you've encountered. And I know it's not cool to say that a Girl Scout is being a dick for just trying to sell the cookies, but the aggressiveness has gotten out of control this year. We talked about that. That will continue, I'm sure. Omar ended up on some sort of a weird email listserv now.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. It's so bizarre.
Find new ways. It's all about, they will get, if you don't want Thin Mints, I mean, let's just say you had a New Year's resolution. I'm going to eat a little better in 2023. You made it, I don't know, 3 weeks, almost an entire month in. You're feeling good about yourself. And then they make it impossible to keep it going because they will just hold you down and waterboard Samoas into your mouth until you eat them.
And then they're like, are you ready to pay up?
Let's go. You didn't eat in January. You look starving. Let's cookie you up. We'll get to that. Don't be a dick. Open noms now at 800-520-1067. And then, of course, your messages have continued to roll through on the go line here.
Questions for Stinky Fingers. I'm going to see if you still have those panties. I'll give you $100 for them.
Whoa.
My car needs a new cover. The old one got torn up.
Thank you. That's Allie's underwear.
It'll stretch across the whole back seat.
Yeah. It'll cover a few of the cars. Make it all happen for you. If you encountered anyone this past weekend or this past week, you'd like to nominate, open noms for Don't Be a Dick. We try to save society by eliminating one dick a week. Do our job. We'll get to your calls and nominees next. K-Rock. Monday morning here at K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show. If you're new to the show, this is that time of the week where we open up the nominees on the text line and the phones at 800-520-1067 for Don't Be a Dick. Anyone you've encountered or type of person you've encountered that you would like to immediately eliminate from society, go ahead and talk it out. Usually pick our favorites and say, yep, this week, that is the dick. And if you are that person or if you know someone who fits into the category, you share with them the audio of today's show, send them the podcast link, and maybe they hear it and they go, wait a minute, I'm that person. I have to stop being that person immediately. So we'll get into Don't Be a Dick noms right now. Jake, you want to kick things off?
Yeah, sure, man. Don't be a dick and be the person. Like, we went out to a Korean barbecue place, right, with two other couples, me and Invisibeth. And, you know, a Korean barbecue, everybody gets a set of food. It's like one charge for everybody. Don't be a dick and have to order your own special thing because you don't eat meat or whatever else.
Because you don't eat meat.
So, dude,
dietary
come on,
restrictions.
Right.
It is weird. There was always that one person who's like, actually, I want pasta. And you're like, what? We all know what we're doing here. What? Yeah. Then why
This the deal was, we're all going to share this thing, we're all going to split this thing, right. And now we can't because you have to eat whatever.
There are certain places, and I think that's a great example, Korean barbecue, where you feel like you're all kind of in on this thing together. You all know it's going to be a lot of stuff brought out. Some people are going to be into stuff more than others, but that's pretty much the deal. And then someone goes rogue and goes, I'm going to go a la carte off the menu. You're like, oh, this screws up the whole thing.
It really does. And then everyone else has to pay more for what you're all splitting.
That's the worst part, is you got to start doing math. At that point, you're like, now math has to be done.
Right.
No one wants to do math.
No, so it's that's like not a good sign.
The idea, right, we know what this is going to be. We're going to break this down per person. We're all good to go. But then, Jake, that's a good nominee. I agree. Sometimes you do that thing, right. Everyone's sitting there. Even if like you're all going getting pizza, and everyone's like, let's get three pizzas. We'll split it up. And then someone's like,
I'm going to get a personal.
Yeah. You're like, wait, what? What happened here? Why are we
doing
this? You're going rogue. You're leaving. Yeah. It's good nom. Good nom. I bring to you. And, you know, I will say nothing negative about Costco ever. Love the experience. Love that place. But every once in a while, I'd say one out of every 20 times you go by the exit, you've got a receipt checker that really...
Oh, they really check.
...decides that they want to, like, do a full-on tax audit of your receipt. Now, for the most part, they put a little highlighter, smiley face, or a squiggly line, and you don't even slow down. You just kind of hand it to them, and it's all one solid. You wheel by them. They just quickly put that highlighter line in your... And then every once in a while, someone's like, all right, pull it over here. Let's go ahead and check this thing out. You're like, wait, what?
What? Is it like customs, really?
It's like they've decided who they've targeted. Like, Klein looks like he has been, lying about the things that he's buying. So they want to make sure that you're not swindling Costco.
And they go through and they do a full-on, let's check top shelf, bottom shelf, let's audit. Hold on, I see something here. Oh, I don't see this. It says it's 20 ounce. And then they do a... And then usually it ends up with them like, all right, you're good to go. But it's like, why don't you just put that squiggly line and pretend you look like everyone else? Right. It seems weird.
Don't be a dick nominee. For my kid's birthday party, I had some In-N-Out Burger. So we had, burgers lined up. We had no cheese, no onion, no spread. We had regular grilled cheese. Then we had a big thing of fries, and all those individual little cups of fries, right?
I should have showed up.
Yeah, you should have been there.
I should have showed up to the birthday party.
I think that's why Allie ordered as much food as she did. I think she thought Muggs was going to show up.
I feel terrible. I really feel terrible.
I see somebody go up and, this person got their burger and then they went to the fries, looked at one of the things and thought it wasn't full enough, grabbed some of the fries from a different tray.
I've seen that.
Placed them on top and then take it. Just say you're grabbing two fries.
Right, but I've seen that move happen even at the grocery store when people are like, and I feel like this is an El Cheapo move. Someone's going to buy one of those bins of strawberries and they don't think it's full enough, so they just grab some from another bin and top off their bin.
Exactly, and then it looks like there's one weak-ass fry
there's one
that no one's going to grab.
Of course, that's how it goes. Jonathan, you're on K-Rock, don't be a dick. Nominee, what do you got?
Morning.
Morning.
So it's multifaceted. First, people stop a full car length behind the line at a stoplight. And second, people stop a full car length behind the car in front of them. And sometimes it'll stop you from getting into a turn lane.
Yeah.
And then you miss the light.
People that have no spatial awareness when it comes to driving, it is one of the more aggravating things you deal with.
It's like, let me scooch so I can get in the left lane.
Sometimes that light won't even change because they don't realize they've got those sensors on the ground, and you need to have two, three cars backed up to even trigger that arrow. And some people will space it in a way where you can't even get there, and that you'll just go through cycles. You go, this idiot, why don't they realize what they're doing?
And they're just sitting there for 10 minutes like, la, 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 just waiting for the
Joseph,
light.
Don't be a dick on K-Rock. Open nominees on a Monday. What do you got?
Hey, so I'm a pass holder at Disneyland, and I go maybe two or three times a week. And my biggest thing that I like to do is fart in the big crowds going down Main Street and listening to everybody's
nothing
reactions.
Wrong with that. Yeah,
go nothing ahead. Wrong with that.
Crop dusting down Main Street.
It's so packed where nobody knows whose it is. So you look around and you see people looking to see who it could be.
Yeah,
and then on. On Friday was the 100-year anniversary, and it was packed down Main Street to see the fireworks. So I went to the Mexican restaurant that's in there and had the extra beans. And I laid a really good one, and people moved out of the way for me and my family to go and watch it.
That's a great story. I guess he's nominating himself for Don't Be a Dick.
That's actually a good hack on how to get really good viewing for a parade.
It's funny that
just fart your way in.
That he celebrate for the 100-year anniversary. He's like, I want this one to be really special.
I'm gonna make sure I've got the perfect combination to make this happen.
The onion powder and
All right, he's just ready to go.
Real quick, you guys, I have one.
Go ahead.
Can I do it? All right, the hockey game novice. The hockey game spectating novice where every 2 seconds the guy behind you is yelling, "Come on, fight! Come on, fight!"
Right.
He doesn't understand the actual game of hockey. And then he has the audacity to say, "Oh, these guys are terrible, man. They're not, these guys are barely giving any effort." And I just want to turn around, and I don't.
And
I
fight him. Sure, fight.
I want to fight him, number one.
Sure,
and I want to give him some skates and some pads and tell him to get the hell out there and try it out and see how good he is.
It's a great don't be a dick nom if you're at a sporting event. And a lot of people get to experience this when they watch the Super Bowl. And there's someone around that is yelling just nonsense at, like, go, just go. You're like, what are you saying? What are you saying?
It's so funny. Flight Suit this weekend told me a story about his first hockey game where he's like, don't worry, we're going to get him in the fourth quarter, you guys.
Yeah.
I love that.
Round of noms for Don't Be a Dick. We have to take a quick break, as we do from time to time. Don't be any of the people you just heard about, minus the guy from Disneyland. You can keep being that guy because he's living his best life. Come back in a moment. More show to get to just after this, right here, K-Rock. K-Rock, it's Klein Alley's show. Just one more reason to hate Seacrest. He made it so popular to say Seacrest pays your bills that now all these adults are running around having other people pay their bills because they assume that's normal because that guy's going around paying people's bills. And as a result, they did the research. They found 3 to 4 people out of 10, so like 35% of adults claim that their parents, even though they're adults, are still paying at least one of their bills. Now, Allie's been talking about this for a while. She's on some cell phone bill with her mom. Her mom keeps paying it. Allie's never paid a cell phone bill in her life, but she's convinced her mom that if her mom were to drop Allie, her bill would go up. So it's savings.
True.
That's what a lot of people try to
say. No, my sister just upgraded, and she saved my mom another $10.
I don't think that's how it works.
She seriously did. She explained it all to me over the weekend. She upgraded her phone.
It doesn't work like that,
Allie. And they did something where she can save more money, and now she's saving her $10 a month.
On average, people say these are the bills they get the most help on from their parents include utilities, food, auto insurance, internet, and rent. Those are the ones that apparently are the most. Hey, Moon, you're on K-Rock, if that's your name.
It can be. Sometimes.
Oh, boy. What is your name?
Dominique.
Kevin Klein's a name butcher. Come on, the butcher. Come on, he's a name butcher. Screwing up your name. Screwing up your name. Screwing up your name. Screwing up your name.
Hey, Dominique, no one has ever called you.
No. Let's get Moon from, dude.
Moon?
No
one
ever
just looking at things and saying people's names?
No one has ever called you Moon before?
Dominique.
Go ahead, Dominique.
I am with Allie 100%. I do not pay my phone bill. I never have. My mom knows she will not be able to find me if I'm left to pay my own phone bill.
Right. So she's saving money. You're saving money. It's a perfect relationship.
Everyone's saving money.
How old are you, Moon?
I am going on 26.
All right. So, Allie, she's got
her whole life of not paying a phone bill ahead of her.
She's 26.
For the savings.
All right, that's Moon right there. Hey, Oscar, which bill is still being paid for by your mom and or dad?
My mom's been paying my car insurance since I was 15. I started driving, and completely forgot about it until like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I think I should look for help.
Nice. That's the kind of the thing most people say. They go, this hasn't really come up, so why would I bring it up?
Exactly. No one's going to bring it up first. And the thing is, I was on that train as well until stupid me got a different car. And then they were like, you know what? It's time you paid your own car insurance. I was like, damn it!
Dude, and the worst part, when I was like 19, I got a DUI and spiked up like 100% and still covered it, no problem.
Oh, no.
I was like, I don't know if that's the worst part of getting a DUI, but yeah.
I know, but these parents, you know, man. You gotta love your parents, man, because they'll look after you no matter what, man.
I feel like parents go to two schools of thought. Like Omar's mom and Omar's dad was gone when he was a kid, but Omar stopped paying. Well, you started paying everything like when you were 15, right?
I would buy my own clothes and stuff like, you know, when I was 13 because I would mow lawns and do like odd jobs around the neighborhood. But yeah, I started contributing and paying rent when I was 16 when I got my first job.
Well, and I think for the, like, in my experience, yes, my mom's paying for stuff, but she still had the mentality of, well, you're on your own now. She just didn't understand, like,
what that means.
You need to be financially independent.
Right.
But if you need help, let me know because I'm here for you. 909 said, my grandma has paid for my eye exams and a year's supply of contacts every year since I graduated college. Oh. I'm 35 years old now.
God,
think of how much money you're saving. Your grandma's paying your bills. That's
Mackenzie, you're on K-Rock High.
Hey.
What are you still getting paid for you?
So my parents, they pretty much cut me off from everything except for my AAA roadside assistance. And I'm pretty sure, at first I was, oh, this is great, but I'm pretty sure it's just because they don't want to have to deal with me if anything happens.
Yeah,
it's such a parent thing.
Right,
like, oh, well, I don't want you to be stranded there's an emergency. Yeah. So AAA.
I'll cover your tow budget, but that's it. David,
quickly. Because they know we'll never pay that for ourselves.
Right. And they just don't want to be bothered in the middle of the night to go pick her up. So they're like, call AAA, man. Go ahead, David. You're on K-Rock. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I wanted to just share, it's not me, it's my 30-year-old brother that still lives at home with my mom, and he still relies on her for laundry, food, rent, and, I mean, at this point, I think he's still being breastfed by my mom.
Is your brother beer mug? 106.7 K-Rock.
Have you ever heard of the Klein Alley Show on K-Rock?
No, I haven't.
There's our people right there. If you'd like to play right now, a little round of Do You Know the Band on Your Shirt, that is Martha you just heard from a moment ago. She was approached by Jake the Nerd this past weekend while walking around the streets wearing a Red Hot Chili Pepper shirt. And we asked her some very basic questions about the band on her shirt. And will she know anything about that band? You call. All you have to do is predict whether or not she will know the answers. And if you're right two out of three times, you win. Got some tickets for you today. Let's see where we're sending people. Oh, more tickets to see the very funny Neil Brennan at the E-Bell. A show not happening till the summer, but you will be as good as in at the on Wilshire. We'll get you into that show. 800-520-1067. Call now for a round of Do You Know the Band on Your Shirt. And let's go ahead and meet the person that was wearing the Chili Pepper shirt. Now, Chili Peppers, Allie, I think we can agree, it's probably one of the more common band shirts you would see these days.
Yeah.
Chili Peppers had a huge 2022, looking like a big 2023, obviously continuing. But yeah, 4 decades of making music together as a band, Southern California band, the whole thing. They got all going for them. That makes perfect sense. You would see a lot of Chili Pepper shirts.
One of the few baby shirts I've also seen for.
Oh, yeah, that's how you can tell you've really made
when
it.
When you've really made it to the baby genre as well.
Yeah, right. I actually saw like a 4-year-old in one. I tried to get him for a band on your shirt, but he wouldn't answer any questions.
He ran, his parents grabbed him quickly and said, run away.
Mommy, there's a man with a backpack and a dog.
Here's this is Martha. If you'd like to play 800-520-1067. Let's meet Martha a little bit.
What's your name?
My name is Martha Alvarez.
Martha.
Yes.
From where?
From City of Commerce.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a transportation dispatcher for the City of Commerce.
And a big Chili Peppers fan.
Yes, I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What is the lead singer's name?
All right, that's where we will begin. She's wearing the shirt. She sounds like she's been a fan. She claims, once again, her quote is, she loves the Red Hot Chili Peppers, is that right?
Yes, I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
All right, loves the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So you would think, Allie, if someone's going to say, this isn't like some of those people that right out of the gate go, oh yeah, this shirt, I borrowed this from my roommate. So she's claiming a fan right out of the gate.
Yep.
All right, let's say hi to, a lot of people want a shot at this. I'm going to pick up, let's go to Claremont. Say hi. Hey, Nikki.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. All you have to do is predict whether or not this woman will get any of these answers correct. And if you do a good 2 out of 3 times, then you win. Here we go. Question number one. This is a practice one. This one does not count against you or for you. This just gives us a general idea of what kind of fan she is of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Let's take a listen.
What is the lead singer's name?
All right. You think she's going to know this one? We don't know anything about her other than the fact that
she lives in the
City of Commerce. She works in transportation. Her name's Martha. Will she get this one right? Yes or no? This is a practice one.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. You say yes. All right.
Were you practicing your yeses?
I think she was practicing.
Yes. Yes.
She got really turned on hearing her do all that. Here we go. Let's take a listen and find out if she can get that first one right.
Anthony Kiedis.
All right.
Nice.
She got that one out of the gate.
Without hesitation.
Feel strong about her. All right. Now we go to the first question that actually matters. 2 out of 3. Your round starts right now. Here we go.
Where are the Chili Peppers from?
All right. Where are the Chili Peppers from?
And I would also say a fan, even if you're a big fan, you might not necessarily know. But if you're from Southern California, you live here, then you would probably be more likely to know.
Think so. Fairfax High. I mean, they got a lot of local stories here about that band. And recently got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. They talked very publicly about it. They used to skate up and down that street, panhandle on the street, according to Flea. All right. Nikki, what say you? Will she know where the Chili Peppers are from? Are we looking for Los Angeles? I guess we'd be looking for L.A.? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're looking for L.A. as the answer. But what do you think? She will know the answer, yes or no?
I think she knows.
All right. This is the first one. Let's find out. Does she know the band on her shirt? Woman wearing a Chili Peppers shirt. Here we go.
Where are the Chili Peppers from?
I don't know why I want to say Bakersfield.
Oh, no.
I don't know why anyone wants to say Bakersfield.
Yeah, that's
ever.
That must have just been by looking at Jake. She said that. She was going to size up where Jake
is
from.
I just am thinking of Bakersfield that right is, now. Because I'm just talking to
just
you.
Remember this for takeaway. The answer is never Bakersfield. Yeah. All right, not off to a good start. You got that first one wrong, but that's okay. You can turn it around right now with question number two. Here we go.
Finish this song lyric. Suck my...
All right.
Went with a graphic one, didn't you, Jake?
Yeah, it's funny.
Nikki, we're looking for Kiss. Suck yeah. my kiss. Will she yeah. be able to give us Kiss and then the game can continue?
No.
You say no.
All no, right. No.
Let's find out. If she doesn't know it, you've lost all confidence in her, huh?
So fast.
All right, let's figure it out. She's wearing a Chili Pepper shirt. She claims to love the band. She knew Anthony Kiedis, but then she said Bakersfield for some weird reason. And now we're looking for Suck My Kiss. Let's find out.
Finish this song lyric. Suck my...
Oh, I want to say kiss.
Oh, she got it. Unbelievable.
Got it.
Well, Nikki, unfortunately
Boo,
for
Nikki.
You, that's where your game comes to an end. That sucks.
But you won a bus trip to Bakersfield.
You're going to the consolation prize, Bakersfield. Oh, man, I can't believe she pulled that. I thought there was no way she was getting that one.
Yeah, but some people, I mean, if I would say a fan who doesn't know a lot about the band at least can finish a lyric.
All right, so she got, well, let's find out. Nikki doesn't win, which means I guess we're going to go ahead and give those tickets away to a caller 20 now at 800-520-1067. You'll get to see Neil Brennan here doing jokes at the Ebell Theater. Let's just find out how this woman wraps things up.
What is the rest of the name of this record? Blood Sugar Sex.
Allie, you think she's getting that one?
Magic? No, I don't think she's going to get it.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Blood Sugar Sex Magic. It's like so well known.
Yeah, but I think the albums are harder to remember.
Omar, what do you think? She didn't know...
No, she's not going to get this. I don't think so.
She got Suck My Kiss. I feel like Blood Sugar Sex Magic is easier than Suck My Kiss. All right, let's find out.
Blood Sugar Sex.
That one I don't know.
I don't know. She's out.
Magic.
Okay.
Okay. I think she's done with you now.
Okay.
I think she's lost interest. In fact, listen, I think she wants...
You think she's getting them wrong on purpose in this interview?
I think she wants Jake to just leave her alone.
Under the Bridges on that record.
Yes.
She's lost. She hates the Chili Peppers now.
She takes the shirt off and throws it in the garbage.
Caller 20. Those tickets are yours. 800-520-1067. Back after this quick break with a look at what's going on in the world. And then we got to give away that trip to Amsterdam. It's all coming up this morning here on K-Rock. It's K-Rock. What's going on in the world? Let's figure it out together, shall we?
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. News you can't use.
A few years ago, a woman single-handedly took over America, and her name was Marie Kondo. She had everybody dumping their entire closets onto their beds and throwing out family heirlooms because it didn't spark joy. Then COVID hit, and she wasn't there for us. There was no season two of Marie Kondo. When all of us were sitting there with literally nothing to do but go through our closets. And I always wondered what happened to her. She has finally resurfaced, and she has said, after once making cleanliness her life's mission, she has given up on her own method and that her house is now messy. We officially broke her.
Yeah, that's my territory, Kondo.
Watch my show.
Yeah, it sparked joy. It's a pile of garbage on the table. Sparks
but
joy.
You know how people, there are some people who are like, oh, sorry, my place is a mess. And you're like, you have, it's like one blanket that's not folded.
That's the best.
So she's probably like, oh, my house is a mess. And it probably looks amazing still by
those
standards.
Compared to regular people. She has no idea what real messes are.
No. I mean, if she thinks her house is messy, it probably still looks amazing. But remember, she would like fold your underwear in this crazy way that was like.
Oh, yeah, she had the folding method.
Yeah, it would take, and then she wouldn't like put the tube socks around each other. They would just be folded ever so slightly. And you're like, how do you not lose your socks?
She was very much into the minimalistic, like where most things we could all get rid of about 95% of our possessions and we'd be more than we'd be happier and everything would be
better.
And
we wouldn't remember all the things that we even got rid of.
And she's probably kind of right, but also it's like, I'm not going to do that.
So I'll just live in this miserable life.
I'd rather live in my memories of Phil.
But she also said that, like, going to everybody's houses all the time and cleaning all of their lives, she would be, like, crying by the end of the day. Because that's the thing, is cleaning up other people's stuff sucks.
The worst.
Okay. In some ways, returning things has never been easier, you know, because of online shopping. You can kind of return anything for any reason. But in other ways, a lot of people are saying returns are not worth it anymore. And the process of returning things is getting so annoying and inconvenient that it's not worth it to even go in and return something. At a lot of places, their return windows have gotten even shorter. The shipping fees have gotten larger. And now there are a lot of restocking fees at places. You could be paying $6 or more just to return something. And for companies, a typical return could cost them like $30 when you factor in like reshelving everything and all the staff that it takes to like figure out where that item is supposed to go. So they're making it harder for people to return things. And then what do? My life is ruined.
Well, then you got right. Then you've got a garage full of crap that you ordered, never used. And then you need
a condo. There's
no Marie Kondo to tell you what this is. You've got to burn it. That's gonna be my method.
A nice bonfire solves a lot of problems.
Bonfire, all those things you don't use anymore. That's the new method. Hey, Allie's got the gayest sports highlights of the entire NFL season. She was here in the wee hours of the morning putting this together. All of those gayest moments that happened. And if you did not hear any of these, or you're new to the show, you will want to hear what she has cooked up for you. We will debut the 2022-2023 season of Gayest Football Highlights, and that will happen just after this quick break right here on K-Rock.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Well said, Mr. President. Happy birthday, salad. It is Klein Alley's show. Another hour starts right now. If you need us, we're here for you at 800-520-1067 to call and to text. Kick things off in just a moment with the gayest sports highlights of 2023 and 2022. All those moments, all that penetration, all those sacks. Allie has found the best of the best moments, including some stuff that happened yesterday. As we found out, the Eagles will be battling the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And the Eagles already favored by a point and a half over the Chiefs. That is exciting. If you're a gambler, a lot of prop bets, a lot of stuff. I'm sure we'll get into all of it as the weeks go on and
boring.
Also, this hour, I believe we start our official countdown. You know, we are now only like 3 weeks away from all getting a chance to meet Cocaine Bear.
Oh, yeah.
Cocaine Bear, the most highly anticipated movie release ever. I think that's finally going to be the thing that takes down Avatar, is Cocaine Bear, as it should. I can't wait for this. And
this is based on a true story, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Of course. Absolutely.
Of course.
Wow, he's going to make that stuff
what
up.
What kind of stupid question is that?
It's a real true story. Maybe the greatest thing ever. So we will begin our official countdown to Cocaine Bear a little bit later this hour as well. Lots to get to, and we're going to give away that trip to Amsterdam to a listener who's on that standby boarding list. Tomorrow, 7 a.m., destination number 3, location number 3, and band number 3 for K-Rock World Tour 2023. All right, Allie, what do you want to say before we get into this?
Well, you know, it was a very gay season, and it was gay for a lot of different reasons. I mean, there was play-by-play about improvisation on the field, about penetrating the D. I mean, there was classics, and then there were just, you know, one-offs that really were gay for very unique reasons. So I went through all of the highlights of every single week, and I compiled the best of the best. So without further ado, it's been a great season. This is your Gayest Sports Highlights. Highlights!
Here are the gayest sports highlights from the week.
Good snap, clean hold, lot of leg.
Palmer, what a terrific snatch.
If a guy doesn't double team the right guy, it affects everybody.
Pinballing off bodies, he is special.
His ability to suck in these balls.
I asked him, I said, Z, is it always this hard? And he just looked at me and he said, always.
Flip it, baby. You're part of the Flying Willendes with this high-flying offense.
Both of them were coming. Jonathan Abrams was coming, and Trayvon Merrick was coming as well. He's coming from this side. Abrams is coming from the left side.
Boogie Basham comes in a big spot.
Oh, that's a big load.
And did he just hurt himself in the celebration?
Near side is Jones jitterbugging.
Knocked off hit on the left side of that jaw. You can see he continues to touch that jaw.
Sauce Gardner doing snow angels.
Boy, he nailed that baby, and the smile on his face said it all.
And Gay is going to take it all the way.
These have been the gayest sports highlights from this week.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
I have a glittery tear in my eye.
Yeah. Imagine the person sitting in the back of the ride share right now that was forced to listen to that. Yeah. Very confused. Nice to meet you. Go ahead and give your driver 5 stars.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you glittery have it. What snaps. A season it was. Oh, hats off to Alex.
2 snaps.
Put a lot of time putting that together. All right. We'll get into a lot we got planned for you this hour. More to give you as well. We'll tell you all about it after Depeche Mode on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock. Klein Alley Show. Nice to meet you. 800-520-1067 to join us. And here's the topic right now, because you think about yesterday and during a lot of the NFL season, they were talking about how players were having these pretty catastrophic injuries, but were forced to play through the injuries, or were playing through the injuries, especially yesterday between, you had Brock Purdy in the early game, like goes in there, pretty much gets his entire shoulder sl/ elbow, whatever it was, mangled. Up. And then
he went back in.
Because the other quarterback went down with a concussion. They're like fifth string quarterback. He had to go back in, but he could not throw a football. He was a quarterback that did not have the ability to throw a football, but he had to be out there because he played through injury. Now, everyone gives all these people credit. And they were the same thing with Mahomes. They go, this guy...
sprained his ankle on Sunday.
His ankle's all jammed up, but he's like, you know, the games of this magnitude, the stars have to come out and shine. And we were talking about us, and we're not, none of us are professional athletes, clearly. And I feel like the professional athletes should, in some ways, their bodies are all worth like millions and millions of dollars because of these deals, and as a result, so they try to really protect them. But then, what about us in our lives? Like, how many times have we been seriously injured, but continued to do something anyway, either because it was fun or because we...
You didn't want to let the injury stop you.
Yeah. Like, how many times have we been drunk at a party, fallen down, probably gotten a concussion, like 100%, but we don't get brought into a blue tent where they say concussion protocol. We just have a buddy who's like, here you go, more Jaeger, let's drink it off. And then you keep partying, and then you realize a few days later, like when you go for like a CAT scan, like, oh man, I had a full-on concussion.
Oh, I dropped an entire, you know, Costco-sized bottle of tequila?
Yeah, the big
ones. At a bachelorette party, I dropped the entire full thing on my toe, split my entire toe open.
Right, like if you were a
pro. But we were all hanging out at the hot tub.
Right, exactly.
And I was like, whatever. And then I fell asleep. I woke up in the middle of the night with throbbing pain, and I was like, what is going on?
So we want to celebrate all those times that you played through.
You played through an injury.
As a civilian. Yeah, we're injured. You probably, had you had a bunch of medical professionals, would have said to you, this is time for you to either go home or sit down. But you're like, we're in Vegas, and I'm only here for another 12 hours. So I'm going to enjoy it. I'll deal with this later. Because I think that regular people do this all the time, and we don't get the same... like glory that they give to the NFL players when they do it on the field. And I'm going like, all right, Mahomes' ankle hurts and he's still on the football field playing football, which is really impressive. But like, I got news for you. Like, I got in a car accident one time and broke my back, like literally broke my back. But then I had a buddy that had just gotten an ounce of weed, and that we were going to try to see if we could all finish it in one night. And I didn't want to miss it. And it wasn't until I realized I didn't have the ability to take a bong hit because it hurt that badly.
Whoa,
that
really?
I realized, yeah, that I had to go and like get yeah, but I still
did
was
you
like,
even get one bong hit in?
No, I couldn't.
Oh,
I couldn't,
that's
I couldn't
so
really
sad.
Breathe at all, actually, now that I think about it.
MVP!
So we want to think about what are the times that you played through? You played, that's what we want to celebrate now on K-Rock with your stories. We'll start here, and then, of course, we'll take your calls, your texts, 800-520-1067.
I was on my way to a wedding, and I had picked out a dress. I had purchased the dress. Full price, by the way. I had my heels on.
Put that down in the next lie detector test. Allie did not purchase the dress full price. No way.
I was sitting in the passenger seat, and we got rear-ended so hard and where my knees hit the dashboard, and I had to actually get like shots put in my knees later on. But, and I could bear, my knees were so swollen. And you know my knees anyway, Klein.
Yes.
They already look swollen.
I thought, oh, they're not?
They're not injured right now.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Oh, we all assumed you were injured.
No. Oh. These were, but they swole up to like the size of baseballs. But I was like, God, we're already on our way. We RSVP'd. It's going to be open bar situation. There's free food. So I showed up and I was all like, you know how after an accident, you're like kind of like shaken and you're just like.
Yeah. You got the adrenaline coursing through your veins.
Yeah. And then eventually a few champagnes in, I felt great. I danced all night and it was a really bad idea, but I did it anyway for the free food.
You played through.
You played through, baby.
It's all about playing through. Pablo, we will start with you as we celebrate regular people for playing through the injuries. Hey, Pablo, what happened to you?
What's up? Drunk in Mexico, wanted to jump off of a plastic chair into the pool, and the freaking chair slid, and I hit the rim of the pool and cashed myself on the side of my hip for about 5 inches, knowing I had to go to the hospital. But then I decided, let's keep drinking because we want to go off-roading tomorrow in the dunes. And the next day, I couldn't walk, but somehow, my friends put me on top of it, and adrenaline took over.
Oh, so, you got on top of the dunes?
Yeah, on top of a four-wheel. We went off-road, four-wheel driving.
See, that's a pro. If you had been a professional athlete, you would have had 47 doctors looking at you to make sure you're okay.
Yes.
But this guy's got friends. He's in Mexico. He drinks, and they carry him over to the four-wheel. They carry him to the ATV, and they go, let's go.
We'll just prop you up on here and press go.
We bought this Groupon. We're not going to waste it. You're getting in. You're getting in. Jody, when did you play through as we celebrate all the times that we played through?
I was a snow skier, not maybe as good as I thought I was. And when I crashed and burned, I broke 2 bones, spent a week in the hospital with metal in my leg. But that didn't stop me from getting up on water skis that same summer with the metal rod still in my leg.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I would imagine the professionals probably said, don't do this, right? The medical professionals said, I would not do that if I were you.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
You also can't pass up a boat opportunity. You know, like if you know a random person who's like, hey, we're going out on the boat. You're like, okay, I got to drop everything because I don't have a boat.
I was at one of those spring break hotels in college, I think it was Cancun or Cabo. They had like one of those arm wrestling competitions the first like day of it.
Uh-huh.
And one guy, and this was the first day. Spring break started on like Saturday. You were there for an entire week. This one guy, monster guy, was going up. They thought it'd be funny to have like a big bodybuilder type battle a skinny guy like me.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't me doing it. It was a different skinny guy. And within 15 seconds of them starting the arm wrestling competition, this guy completely shattered. This guy's whole arm broke in like 6 places. And that guy, I thought we're never going to see this guy again. He got carried out on a stretcher. He was back in the pool with a crazy makeshift cast from some shady hospital by the hotel. And he was drinking. He spent the entire rest of the time just sitting poolside. And like his body like half in traction.
Whoa.
But I was like, hey, props
to that
guy.
But then you see him, everyone, and you're like, cheers, buddy.
He played through.
He played through.
Karina, when did you play through? We're celebrating those moments here on K-Rock. What happened?
Hi there. It's actually my mother-in-law. The night before our wedding, she broke her ankle and did not tell anybody. So our wedding day's coming up. You know, we're walking down the aisle. She has to walk down the aisle with my, you know, with everybody in the family. She has to do the mother, you know, son dance. She does that on the floor, you know, they dance the night away. The next day we're in Hawaii, and my sister-in-law takes a picture of her ankle, and it's like a big ball. And yeah. Then she has to go hit a cast, like, up to her knee.
Yeah, that's a play-through moment right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it is.
That's a real that's mom strength, too.
That is mom strength. 714 said, I tore my ACL playing football in the morning, but I had a date that night with a girl I'd been really wanting to go out with for a while, so
gotta
I just took
through.
A couple of Vicodins, and I went out on that date.
Yeah, got to play through. That's what it's all about. We'll continue with this, 800-520-1067, then we're going to give away a trip to Amsterdam. We'll do all of that this morning right here at K-Rock. It's K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show. We're about to call somebody and give them a trip to Amsterdam. That's coming up very soon here. So if you're on that standby boarding list, hopefully your phone is working. If you know someone that got on the standby boarding list, you might want to tell them to put on K-Rock right now. Before we do any of that, though, we are coming off of yesterday, some football games to determine who will be going to the Super Bowl this year. And spoiler alert, it's the Eagles and it's the Chiefs. And there was a lot of talk during both those games about how these players, professional athletes, injured but playing through the injuries because the game was that important. And I was thinking about, we all play through injuries constantly in our lives to do more fun things. Like,
and where's our recognition?
We get no recognition. Mm-hmm. We don't have professional medical teams looking at us. We just decide to dive into a hot tub because it's, you know, spring break is starting, and then we have to go through the rest of the week with a broken face.
I know, and they were also talking about Justin Herbert from the Chargers and how he had to get, like, labrum surgery, right. And he played with a torn labrum for, like, so many games, yeah. And they were like, yeah, I mean, cool, that's badass, but what about me? I play, you know, I went to a club and was there for till 3 a.m., and I had two sprained ankles, so
Let's go ahead and wrap these calls up quickly and celebrate the times you played through.
Oh, man, so... First of all, this is cool that I'm on. I'm always trying to call in.
Yay.
I love your guys' show.
Oh, thank you.
I love you.
So, this was years ago when Katy Perry first released I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It. And I got a free trip to Catalina from my boss. As we got really wasted at the club, we decided to go skinny dipping in Descanso Beach. While I'm dancing down the street singing I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It, I fall down and at that time did not realize that I broke my finger. Ripped off my fingernail, still got in the water, made out with the band member from the Bossa Nova band, woke up the next day in throbbing pain, and instead of going and getting it checked out, we had two more pitchers of pina coladas, took a bus home, and did not realize that my finger was broken until the next day when I was typing at work.
Ironic, too, that the first night you kiss a girl, your fingers are injured the next day.
I don't think you fell on your fingers. That's how it goes. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Zach, you're on K-Rock. What's up?
I was at the fair. We were about 14. I was at the L.A. County Fair. I started having an asthma attack, and I couldn't breathe. So I started having an asthma attack. I don't want to tell my parents I can't breathe. By the end of the night, you know, the fireworks show happens. I finally tell them I can't breathe, and it's like the amount of air I can get in is like breathing through a straw. I end up getting rushed to the hospital that night. And being stuck in the hospital for a week with pneumonia.
Because you didn't want to end your fair fun, so you just dealt with having an asthma attack for hours?
Exactly.
Yeah, you played through.
Worth it.
It was worth it.
Hey, Dean, welcome to K-Rock. What's up?
What's happening? So I was playing basketball pickup game and rolled my ankle so bad, everybody just like thought for sure I broke it. Continued to play, went home, took my shoe off, it was the size of a softball. Next morning, though, I had to go to Catalina to do my final cert to get my scuba cert. And I went anyway, and you know, you have to walk off the rock pool back then and go down there with my tank on my back and walk off and go in the water and finish my final cert with that ankle the size of a freaking softball.
You played through. Dana, what happened to you?
Oh, good morning. I think it was about 5 years ago. It was the night before the L.A. Marathon, and I dropped a big tub of applesauce on my foot from the top or the top shelf of the refrigerator. And foot was totally black and blue. I still competed the next day. I finished the race.
Hero.
Then I went to urgent care, and I had two hairline fractures the next day.
Worst part about that story is applesauce. Ugh.
Why'd
it was for
that?
The kid.
Kara, hello.
Hi, good morning, guys. My name is Charles, calling from Downey. And I played through buying my dad a six-pack of beer while he stayed in the car after I had sprained my ankle.
You had a busted ankle? You went to the store anyway and you bought a six-pack of beer?
Yeah, my dad was like, hey, I'm not getting out. It's cold. Go buy me a six-pack of beer. I had just sprained it playing paintball.
No, it's the little victories, right, Klein?
Right. I think that's a big... I think you're just like Mahomes. Okay, Rock, Klein Alley Show. I'm going to pick up the phone in just a moment, call somebody and tell them they're going to go to Amsterdam see Coldplay. That show went on sale here in Southern California, the Rose Bowl show. They were on with us on Friday to talk about that. Immediately after those tickets went on sale, the show sold out. So they've added another date, and I believe those tickets go on sale this morning. So if you couldn't get into that Rose Bowl show and you can't win your tickets from us, well, then I guess you have another chance to buy some tickets today.
Are we going to talk to Chris Martin again?
He's going to come on all over again to ask
talk about his new day.
About your onion rings from the birthday party. He's got a lot of follow-up questions there.
Yeah.
So tell me if I'm overreacting. A very strange thing happened to me while I was walking the dog. Omar, you're the guy that walks the dog in your house. You have to take the dog for the walk?
From time to time, yeah. We kind of take turns, me and the wife.
You never do it together?
Sometimes we do it as a family, yeah.
Really? Sure. Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you don't do that ever?
Sometimes, but usually I'm like, it's a divide and conquer thing. I'd rather be doing, why don't you do it now so I get 10 minutes to myself.
Right.
But yesterday, I was on dog duty for most of the day. And at one point, the dog is dropping a heater in someone's yard.
Okay.
And I do have, I don't bring like a whole roll of those bags. I have pretty much... I bring a bag with me.
Stupid.
Why?
Because there's the chance of a second, always.
Never. Yeah. Not in my world.
Well,
one and really? Done. These things are well trained, well oiled machines.
Mine likes to spread it out.
Really?
Yeah, dude. It's a pain in my ass.
You never know. Even if it's just one random time, there might be a second.
Yeah, a little turd nugget here, a little turd nugget there.
So my dog is dropping a heater, and I'm bending down, I'm grabbing it, and there's another guy who's like down the same side of the street, but he's kind of in a different patch of grass, you know?
With his dog.
Uh-huh. And his dog is also dropping a heater. And he says, hey, do you mind coming and picking this one up too?
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's how he said it. Do you mind coming and picking this one up too?
Now, yes, I mind. Yeah.
So I thought about it for a second.
You give off that Clientarelli vibe, so.
Totally. No, this guy looks like his closet's in his pantry.
Yeah. Wait. So I said to this guy, excuse me? And I thought he wanted, to borrow a bag. So I was like, oh.
I only have one bag,
I only bring one bag. I'm sorry. I just bring one. And he goes, no, it's cool. Can you want to pick it up, too? And I got really, first of all, I got very...
That is so rude.
I got really grossed out by it.
Yeah.
I was telling my wife this. She goes, what's the big deal?
Oh, picking up your own is so different than picking up another dog's food.
Of course. Totally different world.
Yeah.
She's like...
You're used to your dog's smell. You're used to your dog's consistency. The way that your hand is all warm when you're picking it up.
Yeah, it's like, even though it's disgusting, there's still a little bit of love in there. So you're like, this is disgustingly warm,
now
but
you're
also there's love.
A person picking up poop.
Yeah, right. If it's another person's dog.
Yeah.
And I got no relationship there. And by the way, bigger breed of dog, if you know what I'm saying.
No way.
Bitch for his bitch.
Yes.
So I said, and I felt really weird because I go, am I being a total, I being a dick if I'm like, we're crossing the line now.
I would be like, pick up you after your own dog. That's why we're all out here.
I was so thrown back. I was so kind of taken aback by the request because I'm used to. I've been the guy before that said to someone, "Hey, do you have an extra bag I could borrow? I didn't bring a bag or something. Like you guys said, I miscalculated. I would never even think in a million years to ask another human being while you're down there. Can you walk another half a block and also pick up this pile of crap?
What was his tone? Was it nice? Like, hey, man, could you do me a favor? What was his tone?
Or like he expected it.
Right.
He was on his... He had his an AirPod in his ear.
Ew. He was on a meeting?
He was on a call of some sort.
Ugh.
And what? I hate this guy so much.
This guy sounds like the worst.
But... And his dog...
No, that's right. Have it on my desk by 5. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Can you pick this up?
It snaps at you.
It wasn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's more over there, too.
He didn't.
He likes to drag it.
That tone right there you're doing, which is kind of that condescending, like, hey, boss, that sort of tone.
Yeah.
It wasn't that tone. That's the thing. He was like, he said, hey, because our dogs were sniffing each other earlier. This was earlier. But, there was no real conversation. Just, hey, what's up? Nice to not raining anymore.
So there was an interaction prior?
Prior, but not. Look, we didn't realize we're like old buddies from college. Like, it was not,
Okay.
And then he goes, so I thought he was joking. So I kind of go, ha, that's funny. And then he says, no, I'm serious. I don't have any bags. And I said, it's the only one I got.
Why does no one have bags when they leave? Like, you have a dog. You do this every day.
He strikes me as the type of guy, in retrospect, that probably would have left it had there not been a witness there.
Oh, completely.
So I go, I said, hey, I'm not sure if I'm comfortable picking up your dog's poop, but I will happily hand this bag over to you.
If you want to, which
already had my dog's poop in it.
And
he looked at me with a face like it was, he looked at me like he was going like this.
That's what I just did when you asked me the first question.
So I said, I kind of was saying to him, this is exactly the position you're putting me in. I'm just saying, here, if you want to use this bag, it's not a brand new one, but here you go. You can take it over now.
Plus, I'll say it's also difficult to pick up multiple poops at once because you have to do this like kind of Tetris thing with your hands.
Yes.
And if you miss it, then you're like, then once you're behind, it's all a mess. It's all falling out. It's bad news.
So we just parted ways
he turned over and he pulled down his pants.
And he asked me if I would give him another bag. It was a weird exchange. But then when I went home and I said, and I thought I was crazy. I said to my wife, hey, you know that guy that's got that giant dog? She goes, yeah, yeah. I go, yeah, he asked me if I could pick up his dog's poop. She's like, yeah, what's wrong with that? You were already picking up poop. I said,
this guy's the worst. I hate this guy.
Yeah.
So I'm...
But she asks you to pick up all the dog crap in the backyard,
all
right?
All of it. Oh, yeah.
So she's just used to asking people to pick up.
Yeah, I feel like her and this guy had a powwow, which is probably like, oh, my...
You ever see my husband do it if you ever see him, all right?
Yeah, she's on the phone with him?
Yeah.
Just have him bend over.
He's over there.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Today's the day we officially start the countdown to Cocaine Bear. Will it be the most important bear story ever told? Probably. So we're going to give all the other bear stories we've heard. You know, there's always a story. Like every couple of months you get a good bear story. We've got some to share with you. But these bears are all going to be playing for second place because Cocaine Bear is going to... He's going to be the greatest bear ever, I believe. And we'll start the official countdown coming up. We'll give away a trip to Amsterdam, actually, coming up in about 5 minutes right here. But first, what's going on in the world?
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News, still 100% free and priced accordingly.
All right, the egg crisis continues, but it does seem to be making improvements here and there. People are slowly starting to see eggs come back to the shelves, so let's officially check in with this week's edition of Egg Watch.
Anyone who has been grocery shopping lately can't help but notice how the price for a dozen eggs has skyrocketed.
It's extremely bad news hitting your wallet.
Prices more than doubling, even tripling in some areas.
Eggs are the new toilet paper.
It's a lot more than I'd like to pay.
Carton of eggs now costs more than $11.
I think so far there's been over 40 million egg-laying chickens that have been euthanized.
It's just chaotic right now. A high demand for eggs and very little supply.
So what's behind eggflation?
Egg Watch! All right. And how is it going? Some people say that they are starting to see the eggs back on the shelves. The prices are starting to come down. Let's see what's next.
We are also learning a massive fire at an egg farm in Basra left as many as 100,000 chickens dead.
This happened
early this afternoon at a Hill and Dale egg farm on Schwartz Road. It quickly turned into a three-alarm fire with as many as 20 companies responding. The Salvation Army on the scene confirmed with firefighters 100,000 chickens sadly perished, but no other injuries have been reported.
All right. So that's a bit of a setback.
That roast chicken, though.
That can't be good.
Thanks, Jake. Silver lining.
There you go. Smelled delicious. Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. All right. We lost some.
Were those egg chickens or were they the other chickens?
They're egg chickens.
Oh, they were.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so
100,000 gone.
So Egg Watch is back on now.
Yeah, just as the bird flu was kind of coming around. I saw them at Trader Joe's for like $4.99. I was like, okay, all right, we're doing okay. And then boom, Egg Watch. So we lost some people over the weekend. Just wanted to mention Tom Verlaine of the band Television. Tributes were being sent out by Flea and R.E.M. and the Black Keys, Marc Maron, and many, many more. And then last night, we learned that Lisa Loring, who was the original Wednesday Addams, died at 64 years old. And I know a lot of people don't know too much about her, but all the Wednesday Addamses have been making a bit of a resurgence in the last few months because of the new show with Jenny Ortega on Netflix. You either kind of grew up with the Black and White Wednesday or Christina Ricci Wednesday, or the new Jenny Ortega Wednesday. And with this woman...
That was my Wednesday. It was Christina Ricci.
Yeah, me too. She was my Wednesday.
She had a good Wednesday. I know she's probably not the best of the Wednesdays. I haven't seen the new one yet.
But the one you know is the best one.
Right.
You know, because that's the most familiar one. And this woman...
Who was your family feud?
My family feud was... Louie Anderson, I guess. Who was it?
That's a rough family feud for you. Omar, who was yours?
It was a bit of Richard Karn and, a little bit of Louis Anderson, yeah.
Yeah. So then, Louis Anderson was after him, right?
After
the original
Richard
guy?
Karn, I believe so. Yeah.
Who was yours? Yours has got to be Louis Anderson, too.
No, it was Karn. It was the Home Improvement guy.
Yeah.
That was who was doing it. But I think I used to see some of the reruns with the guy that I think he ended up taking his life, I believe. I don't remember what happened. I forget his name, but he was a good one. Good one.
When you see the old reruns. Yeah, the old
it is weird, though. You try to have, like, a relationship. You try to, like, have a, oh, we both like the same thing. But you're, like, talking about completely different people because they just swapped out the people every couple of years.
Or I feel sad for the people that have to grow up with the Steve Harvey Family Feud.
It's tough.
Yeah, you know,
it's
my buddy was pointing out the fact that now, you know, Family Feud was a little bit wholesome. You know what I mean? Now it's
now gotten it's so sexual.
Well, that's because everything he likes to do is like, we asked 100 people, name something in your pants that rhymes with malls, and then the person's like, balls. It's like, whoa!
Whoa, you crazy.
It's like, you kind of walked them right to that one, man.
Yeah, no wonder I like it.
They want to put families in really awkward sexual scenarios now.
It's definitely not Family Feud anymore.
That's Family Four-Way. Okay, these are the baby names that are under the threat of extinction in 2023. They've already revealed that the name Brian is losing popularity because a lot of terrible Brians have been doing horrible things lately, like Brian Laundrie and Brian Koberger, etc. Also, the names Walter, Catherine or Katie, Miriam, Rory, Wade, Seth, and then one that I'm sad to see on the list is Kobe. But I think it's because people feel like there's a certain pressure attached to that name.
You're not as good as the original, so sorry.
I'm an accountant.
We come back in exactly 2 minutes and make a phone call that will change someone's life for the better. Don't go anywhere. We're back right after this on K-Rock.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
What a fitting way to kick off this 9 o'clock hour here at K-Rock. That was how they say hi, apparently, if you go to Amsterdam, which we're going to send someone there right now. Got this whole standby boarding list, all these names here, people that qualified by listening to K-Rock, calling at the right time. You'll have a new chance starting tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., another band, another country. Where will it be? And we'll get your name on there. First name on the standby boarding list. Allie, this name here has been randomly given to us, so let's call and make someone's life a lot better, shall we?
Let's do it. And I love this moment.
If they don't answer, then we'll just go ahead and take the trip ourselves.
Yes! So, mushrooms!
That's good. We'll head to Amsterdam.
And we'll go to that bar.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Jessica,
you answer unknown numbers a lot?
Never, actually.
Do you know who this is?
Climb Alley.
Wow. What does our number come up as?
Intercom LA. Oh. But I recognize your voice, too.
You should change that, huh?
They really should. Well, anyway.
I would not answer that. Oh, my God.
It's a debt collector. Hey, Jessica, we're calling with some very good news for you.
Did I win? Don't tell me I won. Oh, my gosh.
You're on a standby boarding list here to go to Amsterdam and see Coldplay.
Yeah.
Which means that you're going to Amsterdam to see Coldplay.
No way. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm shaking so bad right now. Are you serious?
We don't joke about certain things.
Not here at Entercom LA.
Congratulations, Jessica. You're as good as on the flight. Two tickets, round trip airfare, hotel stay, and tickets for you, of course, to see Coldplay in Amsterdam. Those are all yours.
Oh, my God.
Now get ready for work.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, my God. Holy crap. I was about to cuss, and I stopped myself.
Well, thank you for doing that. We don't do that around here, but thank you for doing that. Enjoy the trip.
Holy cow. Thank you guys so much. Oh, my God.
Thanks for listening to K-Rock. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., we'll announce destination number 3, which should matter to everyone except Jessica, because you're probably not eligible to win again.
Thank you.
It's K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show. If you haven't seen Avatar yet in theaters, I guess you're one of the few people that has not. Jake the Nerd was there this week. How many times have you seen that in theaters, Jake? Was this the only one?
That's the first time, yeah.
Oh, really? I'm shocked. I feel like you're one of those guys that sees one of these movies like 6 times.
Sometimes I do, but a lot of times I don't like going opening weekend because it's so packed, and I usually always run into some a-holes in the theater anyway, and I hate that.
I've not been to the theater since I saw Top Gun, Maverick. I plan on returning to the theaters to see Cocaine Bear, which comes out in February. It's a real story about a bunch of guys that were, I guess, smuggling drugs, and one of the bears found a kilo of coke and I think did it all. Mm-hmm. And then people had to actually deal with this bear. So imagine a bear already aggressive. And then it's all coked up as well. And not just a little bit. I mean, he's not talking little numbers or little key bumps. We're talking about a kilo, which for a bear, even for a bear, that's a lot of coke.
Yeah, that'll knock you on your ass.
And I think that people are saying this could be the greatest movie ever. Like, it could be almost like you remember the buzz around Sharknado when that first came out. Like, this, but this is a real going to theaters movie.
Well, yeah, because Sharknado was over the top and sensationalistic on purpose, and people loved that, but it was also completely made up storyline. Like this, I think people are going to be even more invested in because it really happened.
Cocaine Bear, unfortunately, does not come out until next month, February. We're almost in February. I don't even think, I thought it was coming out on Valentine's Day originally, which I was like, perfect release weekend.
Oh, I take you to movies.
But I think it happens the 24th. So we officially today start Countdown to Cocaine Bear.
Countdown to Cocaine Bear.
A bear did cocaine.
That's from the actual movie, right, Omar? That's an actual clip of the movie?
Wait, we're doing a countdown every day.
Every day, because
until the 24th of February?
Yeah, that's right, Allie. Because
this whole month?
Every day this month. That's a short month. But it's because we've encountered so many wonderful bear stories. And all of them maybe were like first place popularity bear. And they're all going to get bumped when Cocaine Bear comes out. Because it's going to be the greatest bear story.
Choice of wording there.
They will get bumped by Cocaine Bear. So we say goodbye for the final time to this bear.
People come to Boulder for its rugged beauty and breathtaking views. A picture-perfect landscape for a selfie, or perhaps a few hundred of them. Clearly not shy and maybe a little vain, it seems this black bear likes its angles. All of them.
Have you? Now, before there was Cocaine Bear, who will be the most popular bear that ever was and ever will be, the world was
really into Selfie Bear.
They were really into this thing called Selfie Bear, which compared to Cocaine Bear sounds
much tamer.
So lame, by
no
the way.
No one picked up the pitch for that movie.
If someone's like, we're going to Vegas for the weekend, which bear do you want to come with us? Do you want to bring Cocaine Bear or Selfie Bear? I was like, dude, are you kidding me? We're bringing Cocaine Bear. Selfie Bear
can't even go into the club.
So Selfie Bear is going to be bumped off its high horse.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
I haven't, but this bear definitely seemed very curious, a little bit playful perhaps.
Goofy, provocative, and even pensive, the enthusiastic photo shoot, some 400 selfies, triggered a range of reactions, headlines, and love online.
People are very excited about all of the bear images that we captured.
And the bear put in legwork for the headshots, finding one of 9 motion sensor cameras on 46,000 acres of open space wasn't easy. Hoping to snap birds, prairie dogs,
they're really
and
going
mountain
overboard with these sound effects.
They really, I mean,
birds, tweet, 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 tweet.
Omar is the official sound effect guy of the show. Would you say they're overdoing it with the clicking of the
sound?
A little bit, yeah. It's a lot.
It's very aggressive clicking.
Wasn't easy. Hoping to snap.
Well, it's a bear taking a picture, Al, you understand? So it's a much,
much more aggressive click.
Much more aggressive click.
Wasn't easy. Hoping to snap birds, prairie dogs, and mountain lions, this bear barely left any room for photos of other curious critters.
No.
People being aware of what's out there is very important, and being able to coexist.
To be fair, animal selfies aren't just monkey business. The most famous of
this guy has got to go home every day.
He definitely wrote his own copy for this.
So this is a trail cam?
Yeah.
Yes.
Those aren't selfies.
Well, that's why, once again, everyone loves a good bear. You know, bear stories always make the news, so they like to come up and, you know, Cocaine Bear is the only one that's probably actually newsworthy.
No, I mean, Klein's totally right. Anything bear-related will make the news.
Yeah.
Because like, there was, like, a part of the moon that has, like, a bear face in it, and everyone's freaking out about it.
Yeah,
and it's, like, nothing.
You know, like, a bear gets into some trash cans, like, up at, you know, Big Bear, let's say, or somewhere in the surrounding areas. They'll be like, and the neighbors are calling him, you know, Garbage Bear. And
right.
It's like, are they really, though? though? Like, everyone loves to have the nickname for the bear. But Cocaine Bear is the first one we can all get excited about as a country.
Right. The most famous of them all ended up in a lawsuit over who owned the rights. And while we all love a good selfie, it turns out even a bear can be a camera hog. Miguel Almaguer, NBC News.
All right, well, there you have it. As we start our countdown to Cocaine Bear, every day a different bear story.
Countdown to Cocaine Bear.
A bear did cocaine.
I really want that guy to cover Cocaine Bear as well.
God, that'd be
amazing.
In
like a really happy-go-lucky way. It seems this bear was not hungry.
Right. It looks like powdered sugar, but it is not. That is Colombian pure cocaine.
Click, click, click.
It's interesting. 323 said, Clint, I can't believe you're not interested in going to that M. Night Shyamalan movie. That one does look
kind of... Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, which one is that?
Well, the concept is... This is interesting, because I was thinking about how we'd play that out in here. It's called A Knock at the Cabin or something.
Oh,
I think that comes out this week. I saw a lot of promotion for that during football. But basically, I think it's a gay couple, two guys in cabin. I know, Allie, right? So boring.
Get them out of my face already.
They have an adopted daughter, I believe. And there's a knock at the door. And the guy basically says to them, this is not giving anything away. I haven't seen the movie, but this is in the trailer. Says, humanity is about to be destroyed forever. The apocalypse is here, and the only way to stop it is you need to decide between the three of you, which we need to kill one of the three of you. You need to make the decision who dies. And it's, so it's like two kid. Husbands, and then and it's the adopted kid.
What did you say?
Omar
easy?
Says the kid.
Yeah,
did you say the choice. Kid or a different three-letter
yeah.
word?
The kid. No, the kid.
Oh, the kid. Okay.
Do you only have to kill one?
I think just one. Yeah, I think you have to just kill one. That's
I was gonna go with the couple.
Wait, Jake, is that the whole concept for the movie? Am I missing something?
That's pretty much the whole concept that we're told so far. I think it might be four people total. But
well,
I'm
it's
sure.
about them trying to figure out whether it's a fake scenario or not.
Yeah,
they're wondering whether this is real.
Like planes falling from the sky.
It looks like the end of the world. A giant monster, a tidal wave.
Yeah, but they're like, are these people just knocking on our door and effing with us?
Right. Is it a prank? Is it a YouTube prank show? And
it's Mr. Beast.
This is how. That's the M. Night Shyamalan twist.
He's like, hey, guys.
Hey, you want to buy some chocolate? Yeah. That would be a twist, all right. Well, there you have it. So, Jake, so that you're going to go to also?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love those movies, even though I'm always disappointed with them.
Yeah.
Well, I like all of his movies, even though they're kind of disappointing.
I thought M. Night had that. Yeah, obviously, Sixth Sense was like the big one. And then everything since then, it was kind of like...
Oh, the Happening was such crap.
Yeah,
that was
like,
terrible.
Like 2 pages of script left, and someone's like, come on, we need a twist quickly. And he's like,
and they were all dead the whole time again.
Yeah. The Water for me was like, ugh.
I liked old. I liked that one.
People get real defensive at M. Night Shyamalan. They don't like it when you criticize. If they're like a fan, if they're in the M. Night Club, they don't like any of that stuff.
Well, it's like once you love a director, like Quentin Tarantino, it's not like every movie he's made is like the best movie ever made, but people will watch every single one of his movies and they'll justify why
Kevin
it's the best
Smith,
movie ever.
Right, there's a lot of them. Right, well, become fanboys and then they love it all. Anyway, so there you go. Countdown to Cocaine Bear. Replacing Selfie Bear.
No twist at the end.
Number 3, K-Rock World Tour 2023. Get your name on the standby boarding list. We're able to call, I believe it was Jessica earlier this morning, let her know she's going to Amsterdam. She was pretty excited about that. So hopefully we get to call you in the very near future and let you know where you'll be going to next.
I wanted to just take a moment and tell all of you to F off, because I know that...
You're going to have to be more specific.
On Friday, I was talking to you guys, brought up, because I was nervous about it, the idea of not having goodie bags or a pinata at my birthday, my little boy's birthday party. It was his one-year birthday party over the weekend. All of you shamed me and said it's ridiculous that I would not have goodie bags at this party, and that a pinata always makes the party, and if I don't have those things, that I'm going to throw a crappy party.
Well, first of all, defend us for a second. Omar and I didn't bring up pinata at all. Someone called in and said, "Where's the pinata?" And then you go,
"Yeah, but we also thought that was a given, right?"
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
It shocked us that you didn't even think about having a pinata.
This is the equivalent of you being like, "People are saying I should get a cake. What do you guys think about that?" And we're like, "You don't have a cake?" Like that we really thought that's like you being.
You
like,
really thought it was that crucial.
A pinata at a kid's birthday party? Yes.
Okay, because directly after the show,
hit the kid that's annoying you.
As soon as we got out of the show on Friday, I zoomed over to downtown LA to go get a pinata and a ton of stuff for goodie bags. I went completely overboard.
Also, can I just tell you about the pinata for a second? The pinata was as if you never met your son before, because she just went with the giant number one.
That's all they had. Really?
Yeah, nothing at all.
No way. That's the only one they had.
Yeah,
didn't have a theme birthday party?
No, it didn't
like
have a theme.
Like a Cocomelon birthday party or something like
he
that?
He doesn't know what he likes. He's one.
She did not have a theme either.
He likes
theme
remote controls. Am I going to have that be the theme of the birthday party?
Yeah, remote controls is a great theme. I love that. It's a good theme right there.
So
yeah, you just pick like Daniel the Tiger or some BS.
Yeah, just pick some BS.
There were a bunch of like Marvel characters and Disney. It was like crazy.
There you go. You Spider-Man it up.
He doesn't like, no.
So Daniel Epstein. That's popular.
I said, I'll take a number one. And then they said, all we have is this giant blue one.
Not on the floor, ma'am.
That is so sad.
And you know what the scam is? Is that they give you a pinata so large that, yes, it's cheap for the pinata, but it costs like $75 to fill the stupid thing with candy.
Well, that was one of the other discussions we had. Was that new candy or was that leftover Halloween candy?
No, it was new candy. Because
sure
I had
that?
My mom buy it.
Okay.
But
I feel like my kids came home with some candy corns.
No, there weren't candy corns. It was all new stuff, I promise. I went all out for the pinata and the goodie bags. The goodie bags were stuffed to the brim, and people were leaving with their goodie bags like toppling over. There was so much stuff in them.
It was really funny because Allie had a whole plan, and it was fine. Her plan was fine. The party was very nice. But at the end of the show Friday, it did make you, but we did, on purpose, by the way, but we did make you feel like you had nothing properly planned for this thing.
And
then, we just thought
Katie was like, where are you? I was just like, I'm downtown. I'm getting the goodie bags and the pinata.
I think Omar and I thought you'd have a good laugh about it and move on. We didn't realize you'd actually go out and do all this stuff.
No, and then, of course, the party starts and everyone's like, oh, my God, goodie bags. You didn't need to do that. Wait, there's a pinata?
I didn't look at them.
This is crazy. Well, they don't apply to you,
Jake.
They
weren't for you, Jake.
They're for the kids. Okay. What's wrong with you, Jake?
Which Jake gets the award for the most random person that everybody asked about.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, who is that guy? Was that guy with the backpack and the dog and in shorts?
I saw Jake leaving with like 12 bags of potato chips. Did you steal those, Jake?
No, I brought those and Allie didn't want them, so I'm taking them back with me.
Jake brought his own cooler. And he brought like 5 bags of chips and was like, these ones are really good. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll set them all up. But
wait,
I wasn't expecting anybody to bring any food.
Why would he bring chips?
I don't think.
I wanted to bring something.
I think it was also.
Wait, you're bringing the kid the present, right? You got the kid a present?
No.
He didn't bring a present.
Oh,
he brought.
Jake.
What am I supposed to give? You know what? I got some chips.
He brought the kid chips.
Dude, no one. Dude, you didn't get the kid a present?
For what?
Salt and vinegar.
Because you're invited to the kid's birthday party. That's what you do. You get the kid a present.
By the way,
he don't need no present.
Yeah, this is the funniest.
And then Klein went. He bought me the biggest, bulkiest present that
that's
you could possibly
I wanted
buy.
Something that was going to be hard to bring home.
It definitely had a lot of parts. I had to hammer things together.
What? Wow.
I brought the kid cinder blocks because I said
no,
this kid
a little golf
thing.
Club set.
Yeah.
And then so anti Klein, he got me books.
Yeah, well, I felt at the register that I had kind of skimped. I mean, it was not a cheap present, Allie, but...
No, you went way overboard.
But I did feel like I should throw in a couple of books because that's apparently good for kids. And I got I just threw a couple of books in there.
It was a Betty White for kids book.
Yeah, but the thing... But the thing about all of this is that, and this is where they really get you, and the wrapping paper industry can really... They're the worst. Is that they know that no one knows how to wrap presents properly. Like, I have no idea how to do that. So you're forced to buy one of those jumbo effing gift bags.
It was so great. It was the best gift bag. I'm going to use that forever.
And I knew Allie was Chief Allie.
I was like, this is huge.
Yeah. So,
so sturdy.
What a collection. You got Jake the Nerd there. You got a random Girl Scout trying to unload her cookies on all of us.
Right.
You got Allie there. Allie did have a good booze spread there.
I made sure there was a lot of beer and wine.
Oh,
and my mom said
we
were going overboard. There was 2 beers left.
Yeah, everyone drank them. Yep, well, that's right.
Well, that's what you have to do to get through a one-year-old's birthday party.
Got
to
drink. You drink. That's how kids are created, and that's how we forget we had them.
The best part is that you and your wife and kids showed up, and I got to talk to your wife about all kinds of dirty secrets. Like the fact that you don't really go to the gym. You just go to the spa and shave.
That's not true. That's so false. She's so we can't. I will defute.
Spa.
That's absolutely.
What the hell is wrong?
That you hang out in the steam room and shave yourself.
I'm gonna call her. That's absolutely false. I will get her on. We gotta take a break. We'll get to the bottom of that. That's nonsense. Well, anyway, happy birthday. Your son was very cute.
Thank you.
He wore a little bow tie. Looked like a little stripper. It was adorable.
Yeah, he did have a bow tie.
Quick break. We'll be right back. All right, we're going to wrap things up now with takeaways at 800-520-1067. It is Klein Alley Show coming to an end for today. Tomorrow morning, once again, 7 a.m. destination number 3, K-Rock World Tour 2023. Where will you go? Which band will you see? And if you didn't get those Coldplay tickets on Friday because they sold out and you couldn't win them from us, I think they opened up another day of shows. Those tickets should go on sale later this morning. All right, Allie, what do we have on the... we got some goat line calls we never got to today as well, but we will get to them eventually, I promise.
All right, 562. My takeaway is that Bakersfield is never the answer.
Never the answer. Remember that.
818, my takeaway is the best way to get a good spot for viewing at fireworks at Disneyland is crop dusting.
That was a wild call.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boom.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boom from that guy, for sure. If you didn't miss it, don't know what we're talking about, check out the podcast. It goes with the show. Or if you get your podcast, search Klein Alley Show, download, subscribe, leave a comment. It all helps. Thank you very much.
323, my takeaway, if you need someone to pick up your dog's poop, Klein offers these services for free.
That is false.
That's 100% true.
I did not offer those services for free, not even a little bit.
And 818, Allie is a hoe for Joe's meat stick. That's 100%
she did say that.
As well.
That was a controversial list for sure. Your takeaway from today's show there, Jake the Nerd.
The blue tent in the NFL should be full of Jaeger.
That's the key. You gotta play through the injuries. You gotta need a little Jaeger shot. Get right back on the field. You don't need all that concussion protocol crap. Omar, you got a takeaway?
If you want chips at your party, just invite Jake.
Jake will bring the chips. Doesn't matter what the party's for.
And then he'll take them back if no one eats them.
Are you mad? Allie, are you mad Jake took the chips
off? No, not at all. Not at all.
You seem angry.
No, I just thought it was funny that we had to have a powwow when he left. He was like, what's going on with these chips that I brought?
Well, he doesn't want to go to the trash.
I'm mad.
No, I was with you. I was like, we're not going to eat the chips. You should take them. And you were like, all right.
No offense to like Lay's or any of those, but he brought the good quality chips, Jake.
And thank you for coming, Jake.
Thanks for having me.
It was very nice.
All right. Your takeaway, Allie, today's show.
Mine is that no one brings Selfie Bear to Vegas.
Yeah, you got to go Cocaine Bear if you're going to Vegas. Muggs, what do you need? You're hopping in the last second.
Yeah, I should have gone to Allie's kid's birthday party. That's my takeaway.
All right. I'm really glad
you
came in.
So sad. Yeah,
you guys were talking about
a downer of a way to end the show. All right.
What'd you do instead?
I don't think I did anything.
All right. Mr. Fun right there.
I gave you the invite.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Nicole Alvarez will be in here in just a moment. 40 minutes nonstop. K-Rock starts next.
They feel that,
What a great show, huh?
I would highly recommend it to all of my friends and family.
Yeah, you've reached the end of this episode of the podcast, but we cannot thank you enough for checking us out and downloading us into your smartphone.
Yes, you can rate us and write a review if you like, and you can follow us on social media at Klein Alley Show.
That's KLEINALLY, and you know how to spell show.
SHOE.
Nope, you got that one wrong.
Damn it.
Anyway, you can find us there. Thank you so much for checking out the show. Please subscribe, leave a comment. It means the world to us. And if you could tell a few people, hey, that would be pretty cool too.
Sorry this wasn't more about true crime.
But there's always next time.
Sweet ribbon.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan-favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.